happy to have Brian Milligan. He's going to come and share his testimony with us. Amen.
So, wow, God is beautiful. I think if I were, as I was putting this together, if I were to put a mixtape together, just, you know, merch, I guess, all these songs would accompany my testimony and my story tonight. So I'm happy to share it with you. Now, I know a testimony, something that you should probably have ready to go, spontaneous, that kind of thing. I'm not a great storyteller, so I write notes, and trust me, it'll be better because of that. So I grew up in church. Some of my earliest memories are going to church with my mom and grandmother. I think it was in Land O'Lakes. I just remember sitting on the floor while they were doing church, but I remember that. We went to a Lutheran church over on 23rd Street for a while when I was in elementary school. It's not a Lutheran church anymore, but it's the building's there. And we joined this church when it was still over at the other building on 11th Street. I don't remember actually the whole story of how we ended up in this church, but I'm really glad that we're here. So one of my first years here, I had the opportunity to go to Lake Swan Camp. Thank you. And that's where I received Christ. So to understand how I got to that moment, you should know a little bit about me and what drives me, right? So I love things like science, math. I love big things like mountains and space. I love the intricate things like how math works at the lowest level and the most complex level. I love when I was in high school, I learned how all our cells, each and every one of our cells produces energy. And I remembered that, the Krebs cycle, I remembered that. I loved learning that. I love learning the details of how God works in our world. So when the chapel leader that night at Lake Swan Camp was talking about the majesty of creation and how God, the same God that created the world and the universe, wanted to have a relationship with me, I was ready. So a few details I remember about that night. I don't remember who prayed with me, but a counselor prayed with me. We went outside in the dark, and we stood by a tree. I think I was worried about missing my time at the snack shack, but this was more important. but I remember I prayed, you know, God, I believe that, you know, you are the creator of the universe, and I want to have a relationship with you. So that's where I met Jesus and committed my life to him. So since I grew up in the church, I don't really have a story of, you know, living in depravity or committing heinous sin or anything like that. But I don't think that changes my story. I still have a rescue story. My story is still a story of rescue. So see, there are two attributes of God that have been so important to me in my life, that have shaped me, that have driven me, and there are these two. One, God is big, and I have this in capital letters here, big. And what I mean by that, of course, is that he's omnipotent, he's omniscient, and he's omnipresent. But that's a mouthful, so I'm just going to say he's big. And number two, God loves us. We're his children, and he wants his children to flourish. So I don't have time to share all the things that all the times that we've seen this work in my life, but I do want to share a few stories that bring me here. So we say in this church, thankful for the men and women, the pastors and elders and leaders who have helped me grow along the way. Thankful for the opportunity to go to the Life Conference twice. That was amazing. When I was in high school, I was mostly a good kid. I graduated near the top of my class. I played sports. Started a job at Publix when I was 16. Did mostly good things. Lauren and I started dating when I was a junior. By the way, you can fact check me on some of this later. I probably have some dates wrong, by the way. But one thing that stood out about me, despite all of that, I was an arrogant person. I was prideful. I wasn't always a good friend, even to my best friends. And I wasn't always a good neighbor to those around me. So going to university was a humbling experience. Here in Zephyr Hills, I might have been what you would call a big fish in a small pond, but went to the University of Florida with 50,000 other students and got over that real quickly. So I got a B my first semester. You know, that was pretty rough for me. Math was harder all of a sudden. Making friends was hard. And you know what's hard? when you are an arrogant and prideful person like I was, depending on people, depending on somebody else, depending on God. So Lauren and I got married while I was in college. In 2003, early the next year, my father passed away from colon cancer. I'm glad Lauren was there with me to encourage me through those times. I ended up dropping out of college, and I pivoted back to Publix. So my hope was to work my way into retail management. I spent a lot of years in Publix retail, didn't have a lot to show for it, so around 2010, 2011, I decided it was time for me to complete the requirements for an associate's degree, try to get to Publix corporate. And this time in my life is where I really start to see God, really start to understand how big God is. So around that time, a little after I started or a little before I started at the corporate office, I started having some health problems, something going on with my gut. So I had pain, some other concerning symptoms. So right away, because my father had had colon cancer, I went to go see a gastroenterologist. And I was diagnosed with ulcerative colitis, given some medicine to keep the flares under control. In August of that year of 2012, I did get the corporate job, but almost immediately, the colitis got out of control. Some of you know this story. Over a six-month span, I went to the emergency room 6 times, and each time I was admitted for most of a week. And of course, you know, when you get out of the hospital, you still have to recover too, right? So during those 6 months, I missed a lot of life and a lot of work. And this is how God showed his bigness during that time. He had opened that opportunity for me to work at corporate because he knew I was about to go through a time when I would not be able to physically do my job at Publix, stocking shelves, unloading trucks, that kind of stuff. He knew that was coming, and he opened that door for me in at the corporate office. I cannot emphasize enough how important that's been to not just me, but our family. That first job was in payroll. Not a great job, but it was a corporate job. And there are many pains that come with working in payroll, but if you need help with maximizing your sick time and navigating paperwork, things like that, payroll is the place to be. And I was sick for a long time. I was sick for over a six-month period. By the time I was finally able to come back to work, I had used every single hour of my sick pay. I had maxed out before that. I had not had a single unpaid hour of work. Now, to be honest, Publix policies should have prevented that. But God had put me in the right place at the right time, working with wonderful people in payroll, and I'm so thankful for that. So now, another time, when I was really in bad shape with the colitis during this six-month period, I needed a new prescription, some antibiotic that was, as far as I know, was super expensive. It wasn't available at my Publix pharmacy, or if it was, my insurance wasn't covering it or much of it. Now, we were desperate at this time. We had no answers. I was hurting. Lauren was, you know, taking care of Larkin, and we were rough. We were desperate. So we decided to try to pursue this. The doctor felt I needed this medicine. So a nurse at that doctor's office, who I happen to have gone to high school with, she called around Zephyr Hills and found the medicine at a local pharmacy, but she still warned us that it was going to be expensive, probably a few $100s. So, you know, we go anyways, we're desperate. I stay in the car. I don't have enough energy to and strength to get out and go in. Lauren goes in, and I wasn't in the pharmacy, but as I understand it, the clerk at the counter was ready to ring it up, saw that our insurance wasn't going to cover it, asked if Lauren had any other kind of benefit card, anything that would help. So Lauren digs through her purse, digs through her wallet. She finds this really, really old pharmacy benefit card that we had never used before. Publix gave it to me years ago. I think Publix was on a new pharmacy plan by that time. She should have tossed that card a long time ago, right? She had no reason to have that card, so she tries, and guess what? $12. The prescription was $12. I wept. I still weep when I think about this story. God is good. God is big. God had orchestrated in that moment. I had experienced him in a significant way, and sometimes it's a mysterious way. Sometimes it manifests in an unclean purse. So thank you. God orchestrated a lot that year, and in the years following from family and friends who came alongside us and helped us get through those years. And there were more instances where nurses at the doctors that I needed to see, I went to high school with, and you know, they knew me and helped me get in, and it was just amazing. I learned that God loves me, and he's looking out for me. So now around 2017 or so, the colitis actually came back, and it was with a vengeance. My diagnosis got upgraded to Crohn's disease, and that summer we were on vacation, and I was in bad shape, and I think we all knew it was pretty bad. So we get back from vacation, I go to the doctor, get all the tests, and they bring me to see a surgeon, and he says, we got to get your colon out ASAP. It's perforated, you're not in good shape. So I had that surgery, had my colon removed. For most of a year, I had the colostomy bag. I had long recovery. Lauren got me through a lot of that. Doctors were thankfully able to reverse that colostomy bag, and I praise God for that, because that's just a miracle of what God is able to do with our doctors and surgeons. What a miracle. I've got no colon. I've got a few big scars, but I could live with that. So during all that time, I'm grateful for people like Pastor Ted and Pastor Paul and Nathan Fitzgerald, who came alongside our family, prayed with us, made sure we were doing okay. Again, God had orchestrated so much during this time that shows how much he loves us and wants us to flourish. It's been difficult at times, of course, living with the Crohn's, but God has always been good. Even prescriptions nowadays, I pay zero out of pocket, and it's more than a coincidence. You know, God is directing and leading and orchestrating. God is big. God is good. So God has loved me and my family in such a way that I can only believe that he wants us to flourish. I'm surrounded by my amazing family. Lauren, kids are in the back. Larkin, Isla, and Everett. Everybody's a blessing. They're all such blessings. I get to serve here as an elder. Wonderful opportunity. We finished building our house, our new house, in November. And we live up there, surrounded by family. It's wonderful. I'm still working at Publix in a job that I love. I do finance and data analytics, and some of the best friends I've ever had are in that office with me. So how is God working on me now? Well, I just want to go back to those two attributes of God. God is big. God loves his children, and he wants his children to flourish. So God is big. I still love the mountains. I love sunsets, sunrises. I still love learning science and math. And these days, I look for God's beauty there. I love watching my kids grow up and exploring the world. I love doing life with Lauren. God's also taught me that there's beauty in words and art and emotions, places I hadn't seen it before. I still see God orchestrating things in ways that go beyond coincidence. God is big. He's the creator of our universe, and yet look at what he's done for someone like me. It's pretty wild. And number two, God loves us, and he wants us to flourish. So there's a book on my ever-expanding list of books to read called Agents of Flourishing, Pursuing Shalom in Every Corner of Society. And this is by Dr. Amy Sherman. And I'm going to tell you why it's on my list. She said something. She talked about something that is precious and important to God. She says this: the work of seeing individual people becoming ever more renewed and sanctified and made more into the full human beings that God created us to be. That's important to God, that we flourish, that we help others flourish, that we love others in a way that helps them flourish. Jesus says that the greatest commandment is that we love God with all our heart, soul, and mind. And the second is like it: love your neighbor as yourself. It's not enough to be indifferent towards each other. We need to love. And God's working on that with me. I said earlier on, I wasn't a good friend in high school. I was arrogant and proud, and God has worked on me in many ways. If my actions cause someone to stumble, I'm not loving. If my words marginalize somebody, I'm not loving. But I pray that I'm loving in a way that God would love as well. And of course, I'm not perfect. I'm not complete. Jesus is our sanctifier, and I'm a work in progress. So I ask, I know a lot of you, many of you have prayed for me for many years, and I'm forever grateful, but continue to pray for me. Pray that God would continue his work in me of working on humility, compassion, loving others. Pray for our family as we navigate life together. And I just want to share one verse, Micah 6:8. He has told you, O man, what is good, and what does the Lord require of you, but to do justice, to love kindness, and to walk humbly with your God. Thank you.